is the Herbal Clinic of Colleen Anstey and the sound studio of John Cousins. Please leave your name and number after the tone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can.
One new message.
Well, Cole, I'm in town, and I've heard there's a really strong northwesterly about to arrive this afternoon. I wanted to go up and just check that everything's okay on the property, not going to get blown away. I'll be going soon.
message.
Monday, the 1st of September, 2025. I feel some sort of alignment surfacing amongst the various intimations I've been experiencing lately. In particular, the links between the requirement for being witnessed, with all the baggage that carries, the need for the work to be preserved, archived, at the moment centred around the Alexander Turnbull Library, and the fact that any other witness can never apprehend the work in the same way that I do. The work is bespoke, a personal, one-on-one reciprocal. So, if the work can never be fully experienced, why do I feel this imperative for other individuals to witness it? Then there's the further fact that digital files, both audio and video, are so fragile, especially when they're subjected to conversion to other formats, they're unlikely to survive into the future without the risk of being corrupted in some undetectable way. Also, my already extant experience of the work being misread or wrongly presented, often by individuals who have the best of motives. A parallel discomfort hinges around my understanding of why the work has been made, what its role has been in my evolution as a person, and how it's always been completely outside of any sort of conventional art-making paradigm. It's been a solo search, even if now and again it's been performed in public. But even then, things will often falter terribly. Membrane and birth circle being two obvious examples. This places the entire oeuvre in the general category of materials generated from my own personal search for private reasons. The works are no different from any other objects cherished by me, and therefore relevant only to me. When I die, they should no doubt be placed with all of my other bits and pieces, and disposed of as having no further purpose, vestiges of a subjective world which only makes sense inside my own brain, an organ that will have ceased to exist. Certainly, if my idea of myself is simply a Jungian transference delivered by my own imagination, then surely the product of such a state has to be of only vestigial use to anyone else. I'm fascinated by the image of the data from my perceptions entering my brain and producing an additional quantity to the information I require for successful physiological functioning, something extra, which can be either a bonus or a burden. What my brain makes of what I see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. What these facts imply when scanned by my self-awareness and interpreted by my mortal imagination leads inevitably to the resonant chamber of subjective conjecture. Each human being inhabits this place as their unique domain. It can never be shared entirely by anyone else, and so must function as a solitary place. So inevitably, when a person attempts to express what it's like for them inside this place, the result can only be similar to any other lunge at communication, doomed to incompleteness. This sharing must always be partial, its relative success depending entirely upon the degree of empathy brought to the task by the other. This surely describes the ultimate motive of all art and religion, namely, a sharing of our collective sense of isolation. An existential cry exclaiming, "Help! I'm lost! I don't understand! Save me!"